I'd like to have a bigger closet and maybe a kitchen, maybe a sink. Just making the list. I'm sorry. Hey, it's Randy Miller back here on Randy Miller's Kansas City. We're talking to Jim Reif, and Jim is the developer of Woodland Trails. Not a brand new development because it's already into phase two, but Woodland Trails in Greenwood, Missouri. Okay, so when people hear Greenwood, Missouri, do they go, great, I've always wanted to live in Greenwood. But here's the thing. Now, you did some homes in Loch Lloyd, and I'm sure at the time people said, man, I can't wait to move out to that patch of grass near Belton. You know, why Greenwood? And, you know, we talked a little bit about that, the topography and the area around there, but I don't know. If you think you've seen Greenwood before, drive out there now and see Woodland Trails. I mean, what kind of reaction do you get from people, Jim, when you say, okay, we've got this fantastic lifestyle community in Greenwood, Missouri? Do they know where Greenwood is, first of all?
No, not a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
The people that live nearby, of course, they know it's just
right.
A small community on the outskirts of Lee's Summit.
And James A. Reed Park, a lot of people don't even know James A. Reed Park, but James A. Reed has, I don't know, 11, 12 lakes in there. They've got horse trails. It's just an amazing area. And when you go out there, if you go out there to see Woodland Trails, drive around the area because it is, I mean, the whole area is just beautiful. So, Jim, let's talk about now, because over the next 5 weeks, we're going to, right here on this program, we're going to tell you step by step how to build your own home. And so the top three things you need to know before you start, what are they?
Well, you need to know what floor plan you want to build,
okay,
who you want to build your home, and where you want to build it. What home site are you going to have?
And you don't want to be locked into anything in terms of the location about what you can do with those three things, right? And so that's what you guys, I know that you're big on choices and giving the homeowners their the home builders their choice, right?
Right. So that you can bring your own builder, has to be approved.
Right.
You can choose which site you want and which floor plan you want. So you're not forced into just buying another house in a cookie cutter community.
Well, and that's what I love too, is you go into some of these places and you can, they've got two floor plans. You can have the amoeba or you can have the princess something. And you've got these things that you have to stick with, not with you.
No, everything's totally custom. You can build your house the way you want. Whether you want a story and a half or two-story or the arrangement, the builders will custom build it. And you can choose which home site you want. If you're looking to build a reverse or a two-story, if you want a flat yard or a walkout basement, it's all up to you.
Well, and that's the other thing that I like about Woodland Trails is that's one of the few places anymore where you can get a ranch, right?
We do have quite a few ranches,
yeah.
And they are very popular.
And a lot of people looking for ranches. I know my wife has wanted a ranch for a long time because, you know, at some point, and maybe you can talk about this a little bit too, Jim, just about how some of the things you used to want in a home have changed over the years. You used to have every house had a gigantic dining room until people figured out, we never used a gigantic dining room. And your houses seem to kind of based on the actual living space of these, you know, different families, right?
Yes, people like more openness. The home feels larger and
right.
More relaxed, usually a large family room open to the kitchen with a dining space, not necessarily a dining room.
And what's the deal now with the screened-in porches?
Everybody loves a screened-in
porch. Everybody loves a screened-in porch.
Yeah.
And the bigger the better, the fancier the better. I got to have my chimney. I want my outdoor patio. I want a gourmet chef. It's just really, sky's the limit on those things anymore, right?
Yes, and there's a lot of men that like doing a lot of outdoor grilling.
Yes,
so they
right.
have outdoor kitchens. They spend a lot of time. They get a lot of relaxation with that, and I think everybody in the family enjoys it.
That's only with the large screen TV that's positioned where you can see it while you're doing the grilling.
We've got those too.
Yeah. What is it about that you get asked about from the people who live at Woodland Trails right now? What are some of the most popular amenities that they wanted in their homes?
Well, a lot of people like a first floor office or guest room,
okay.
Flex space.
Yeah.
Once again, a lot of openness, windows to look out at. We have a lot of common area behind the home, so they get to see the trees and
yeah.
the ponds and things like that. So,
and is that, you know, when you're talking about, because your slogan is come home to the great outdoors. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
I mean, you get to a lot of nature, a lot of that rural feel without going out too far. I mean, you're still able to get, I mean, you're still, you know, Lee Summit's right there.
Right. You feel, it's very roomy and you don't feel crowded in there and a lot of beautiful nature.
You're 20 minutes from the K, you know, you're 15 minutes from anything you want to do, you know, 20 minutes to downtown, and yet you get to come home to this incredible environment that you're in and feel great about it. You know, I think that's another thing that people really want to, when they're building a home, you want to build something you're proud of, right?
Absolutely. I think people, when you come into the area, because it has this slightly rural feel, you feel like you're leaving your stresses behind. You come in the subdivision, it's a beautiful landscaped, open area, and you feel like it's time to let down a little bit.
I don't even call it a subdivision. I call it a subdiversion.
That's
what I'm calling it, Jim. I'm calling it a subdiversion. Because, I mean, you're diverted from everything else in your life when you get to Woodland Trails. So if you go to woodland-trails.com, you can check out all of the all the footage, all the amenities. How much do people love the trails out there? I mean, you got miles and miles of trails.
It's amazing. It's amazing how much they like them. And, you know, it doesn't matter if everyone walks. Everyone,
yep.
If they're little babies, there's mothers out there with strollers, teenagers, older people, other types of amenities. It's kind of segmented who uses them. Everybody uses the trails. And they're very popular.
So why do they keep building these developments, though, Jim? Different places where you are just, I mean, every house is right up against another house. Because to me, and we've kind of always lived out, you know, we're not allowed to live near people. So we've had to live different places. But to me, it doesn't matter what kind of great house you have if you got one slammed up against you.
Well, they're just trying to maximize their land costs and get as many houses as possible.
Yeah, well, but you don't do that.
No, we feel like it's worth having the extra space.
I mean, and you can tell from the people that live at Woodland Trails, that's what they're all about. That's what they're there for. And that's why it's so important when you're talking about building a home to make sure, because you've got a little homework to do too before you start building a home, right? You got to figure out what's important to you, what you have to have in a home as far as rooms, amenities, that kind of a thing, how much you can afford, because a lot of times, how many times does that happen, Jim, where that doesn't really match up with the things you got to have?
Every day.
Yeah, every single day. But can people find some common ground there in terms of, okay, I got this much for a budget, but I really want to have that sunroom or, you know, whatever it is. Are you able to kind of guide people in that?
Absolutely. But there are a tremendous number of choices building a house. So you're right, Randy. You've got to prioritize.
You got to prioritize and you got to figure out what you can live without and what you can't live without, you know? I know that your situation changes so often, you know, kids grow up, leave the house, or mom comes to live with you or whatever it is, and you kind of have to think about those things, I would think, before you get into building.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and now do you sit down with, or do your builders sit down with families and kind of talk through those things?
Absolutely. We come in, you figure out what your needs are. A lot of it's driven by the children.
Yeah.
If you have young children, you typically want to live on the same floor as they do, so you'll buy a two-story.
Right.
If you don't have children, you might just want to have a ranch. If you have teenagers, well, you'd like them to live on another floor.
Right. Right. Or live on their own ranch. Hey, we're going to find out more about this. Jim Reif is our guest. Woodland Trails is his newest community. in Greenwood, just outside of Lee's Summit. Go to woodland-trails.com to check out all the great footage, all the great pictures. Find out if Woodland Trails is where you're going to build your home. We're going to tell you more about building that home when we come back right here on KCMO, AM 710 and 103.7 FM. And Randy Miller's Kansas City.
You can always find me around where they throw that vinyl down. I will not go home at all till I see that needle fall. I just love the vintage sound. Yeah, that make it go round and round.